As she prepared to speak at the conference of the Native Congress of American Indians, Gloria Simeon remembered a tip from her friend Mike Williams Sr. from ACIAC.
Because when I first started having to testify at any of these big meetings, I learned from watching Mike, and that he got as close to the microphone as he could.
A member of the Rutshugahin Native Council in Bethel, Simeon was going to push for an amendment to a resolution. That resolution focused on protecting Bristol Bay fisheries from natural resource development, specifically the Pebble Mine Project. And Simeon wanted to include the proposed Donlin Gold Mine in the resolution, which would be built in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, closer to where Simeon lives. Both are large projects that are facing resistance from many tribes in southwest Alaska.
I really don't remember much except that I started shaking so hard and like all that tension just washed out and I was a jittery mess.
The amendment passed. This is the second time in 2 months that Simeon has advocated for a resolution against the Donlin Mine. In September, Simeon helped lead the effort to pull a resolution supporting the Donlin Mine at the Association of Village Council Presidents annual convention in Bethel. Simeon, along with ONC, has opposed the mine for years. ONC fears a mine accident could damage the fish, including the salmon, in the Kuskokwim River, the main food source in the region. Simeon says for people in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, fish is not just a food.
We depend on our fish. We depend on being able to subsist. And that's our life.
The NCAI resolution acknowledges the cultural importance of the Kuskokwim River and calls on federal agencies to, quote, ensure a rigorous, thorough, comprehensive, and transparent environmental review, unquote. Chilista Corporation is the regional native corporation that leased the mineral rights to Donlin. It cannot be a member of NCAI, but noted that a lot of its shareholders are. Chilista says it is pleased the resolution supports a rigorous environmental review process. In a statement to KYUK, Chilista says, quote, Chilista supports Donlin Gold because modern mines developed in Alaska have a proven positive track record of environmental protection and economic stability, unquote. Donlin Gold has says it plans to build the mine as safely as possible. Meanwhile, Chilista is facing more pressure to let shareholders vote on the proposed Donlin Gold project. ONC just passed another resolution asking Chilista to allow an advisory vote during Chilista's annual meeting in 2020. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schellenberger in Bethel.